Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taking all the stations, Papa! Simulcast is underway. I look to my right, I see Alejandro Solana. I look to my left, I see Dan Day. Everybody's giving me the thumbs up. We are being broadcast loud and proud on two radio stations right now in Miami. Four, if you include the HD signal. Six, if you include radio.com and Stitcher or something. I don't know, somewhere
Stitcher.
Else. I don't think we're on Stitcher.
Apple Podcast.
Apple Podcast, but it's not live.
Oh, it's not. Right. I use the button.
If you have trouble listening to us on one signal, if you have trouble hearing 790, you can flip to 560. If you have trouble hearing it on 560, you can flip to 790. We're everywhere, baby.
Papa.
We're everywhere, Papa. In the first hour of today's show, which is the Loco Hour, I had mentioned, I was reading a Joe Shad column and talking about how Minka Fitzpatrick's mom had responded to someone on Twitter. And I was assuming, you had said Omar, and I was assuming it was just a fan, just a troll that she was responding to. It was Omar.
Yeah.
I did not realize that, so I correct that. So it was Omar Kelly tweeted that Minka Fitzpatrick was not playing well. His actual tweet was, "I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but Minka Fitzpatrick isn't playing well." That was today at 11:17 a.m., and Minka's mom responded to him. "No, you would never want to do that, maybe because he is not a strong safety and is being used to suit other people's skill set, not his own. But you know, let's just keep ripping him because we know it breaks your heart to do that." Which is a little sarcastic there.
Like, why does she have to respond? To be honest, we joke about it, and now we've got to a point. You know what? The Omar Kelly and me not being able to cover tight ends. And you, yeah, we joke about it all the time.
His job to give you his observations.
When do you think I talked to Omar about that assessment? After I retired.
Right.
Because if you think I give a damn what Omar thinks about me while I'm playing in the NFL, and your job is to cover me, without me, you're unemployed. Like, I don't care what you think about me. I cared what Nick Saban, Tony Sperano, Cam Cameron, Mike Nolan, Dom Capers, the GMs at the time. Those guys are my evaluators. I do not give a damn, and these players currently should not give a damn. And I throw this in the hawk, but they shouldn't care what we say.
But I don't think Minka does. It was his mom. But you can understand, listen, you've got kids. I've got a kid. Like, you hear someone say something about your kid. I don't care if they're 5, 15, or 25. Like, your initial reaction as a parent. I told you, you said to me in the Loco Hour, I don't have an anger management problem. I've been kicked out of a Chuck E. Cheese and a McDonald's Playland before, all because I couldn't keep my emotions in check when I thought my kid was being tried.
Yes.
So I get her response. You gotta think better of it because all you're doing is creating a headache for your son, maybe. But I understand the initial reaction.
But and Minka should tell her that. Minka should tell her too.
Like, I'm good. My wife will do it on Twitter if somebody's ripping me or the show on Twitter or whatever. And she'll say, "Look what this." I go, "What's the difference?" Who cares? Let's watch Stranger Things. Who cares?
My thing is, somebody says, it's almost like saying your Maserati is an ugly color.
Right.
What?
Right.
My Maserati is an ugly color.
Right. Where's your Maserati?
You get my point. Like, yeah. That should be the approach to it. Minka's young. Minka had success last year. Minka's going to start in this league. I'll put the mortgage on them. Multi-mortgages.
He's going to be a good NFL player for a long time, maybe a Pro Bowler at some point. Like, he's a smart dude.
Who gives a damn if Omar Kelly doesn't like him playing the wheel or in the box? Doesn't matter. And if Brian Flores doesn't like it, or if he is struggling, they're going to move him back outside of the box because it's not going to help the team win. The only person that's going to evaluate that should matter is the DC, the OC, and the head coach. That is it.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Let's get to headlines with our own Alejandro Solana.
Headlines today are sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Maybe we could bring Dan Day in, kind of like Minka, you know, bring him in the inside the box or whatever. Like, we just have Dan Day do headlines and just see, like, you know, kind of have a little quarterback competition for headlines. I'm just thinking, I'm spitballing here, Solana.
Right, but I'm going to lose to Dan Day because he's a radio professional.
He does have a silky smooth voice. Silky smooth voice. The dulcet tones of Dan Day. He runs our network operations next door here. He runs our syndication arm. He sits behind the board there at a wet and leaky 560.
Is it a syndication arm?
Sounded good, though, didn't it?
No, that's a good
Take
word.
All the stations, Papa! What else you got there in the headlines, Solana?
I haven't even gotten to one.
All right, get to a headline, Solana.
We spoke about it in the Loco Hour. Dolphins running back Kenyon Drake left practice yesterday, was spotted today in a walking boot. He told ESPN's Cameron Wolf today he'll miss some action, but it's nothing crazy. He's expected to be healthy for week one.
Okay, what else you got there?
Tonight, the Marlins will play game two of their three-game series, Crowder.
Thank you.
First pitch is at 7:10 from Marlins Park.
They're down 15-1 in the series so far. Is it cumulative?
What?
Is it cumulative?
Cumulative?
Yes. You don't know that word?
Cumulative?
Yes.
No, I just struggle with it sometimes.
Oh, okay. Do you know what cumulative is? Or
yeah,
no?
Like it adds up
there
throughout
you go.
The entire series.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
He's dumb.
Dumb.
Last night, junior safety Derek Smith announced he's no longer with the University of Miami football program.
That was a weird one. And by the way, Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post, who covers Miami Hurricanes and other things for the Palm Beach Post, but he's going to join us in like 10 or 15 minutes. I'm going to ask him about that. I want to ask him about a bunch of things about the Miami Hurricanes, but I do want to ask him about that because that one was kind of out of nowhere.
And finally, Oscar Mayer is releasing a hot dog flavored ice cream with actual hot dog bits in it.
Okay, that's a joke.
And it's not.
It is. I mean, you're telling me they're introducing, so it would be frozen bits of hot dog?
Yes.
Where'd you get that story?
Cooked, I'm sure. From Oscar Mayer himself.
But then it's frozen. Like, you can't, like, how?
And really, are hot dogs ever raw?
I don't know.
It's not like the dog. Like, you can eat a hot dog straight out the package out the refrigerator.
You can?
Yeah. They're not like, it's not raw meat. It's already
cooked, though?
Yes.
I mean, I know it's processed, but it's cooked?
Yes.
Really?
Like a sausage is ground up pork or
right.
beef, and you have to
but
cook it, a sausage. A hot dog is already cooked.
I'm not certain if that's correct.
Yeah, man. Why? Like the microwave, you can microwave a hot dog for 15 seconds.
Well,
like
a Hebrew that's cooking national. It. But that's
but
cooking it.
It's not cooked. If a hot dog was raw to the middle, you can't microwave 15 seconds and have the middle cooked.
You're saying you can eat a hot dog out of the fridge?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%, Hawk. This is not even an argument. Yes.
Text it in, 67974. One thing I'll tell you, everything's an argument. I mean, time out. Now you have insulted every gene in my radio body.
Yeah, man.
Hold on 1 second here.
You see what I'm saying? Like bratwurst and all. Sausages, yes. A hot dog's made already. It's cooked.
I don't know if that's correct. I'm being honest. I don't know if that's correct.
You think throwing it in that water for 10 seconds.
You're cooking it. You're saying throwing it in the water. You're boiling it. You're cooking it.
But if it was.
That's a cooking mechanism.
But if it was raw all the way to the middle, it would never cook through in that short amount of time. You're just heating. You're heating it up.
But I don't know. I would imagine. Okay, heating it up. But I would think you're killing off the salmonella or the E. coli or something. I don't think you. I don't think you're right on this one.
Yeah, man. It's already cooked.
I don't think you're right on this one. I was going to say get a hot dog expert on the line, Solana, but I think I'm talking to one. Hey-o! How you doing, everybody? Sports Radio, simulcast. Text it in, 67974. 67974. Can you eat a hot dog right out of the package from the fridge?
It's like Vienna sausages.
You can eat those right out of the packet?
You never cook a Vienna sausage.
What are you doing with Vienna sausages?
You cook them?
Well, you're talking about the ones that like almost like a pepperoni where you'd buy a package of pepperoni. You don't have to refrigerate
No, like the Vienna sausages out of the can.
You just take
them. Out of the can. Yeah. Well, anything canned, though.
But right, that's the same. It's the same meat. It's the same hot dog meat.
It might be. It's just not frozen, right?
I don't know about this.
Yeah, man, hot dogs are already made.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like that smush. It's like mush and it's old.
But somebody says if
crap.
It was raw, it would be mush.
No. The casing, they cook it, and that's when the casing solidifies around it. And then they put it, like, you're not cooking a hot dog. When's the last time you had a medium rare hot dog?
Wow, look at this. 100% they're pre-cooked. I'm reading the text. 100% pre-cooked. I eat them cold all the time.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you eat them cold, though, even if you could? Why would you eat a cold hot dog?
Like thawed?
No, just out of the fridge.
Fridge? You don't keep them in the freezer?
No.
No, nobody keeps hot dogs in the freezer.
I mean, if it's BOGO and you want to put one pack in the fridge and one pack in the freezer, but then once you transfer it to the fridge, it's thawed in a few hours and then you don't put it back in the freezer, do you?
No, I think you're right, yeah.
You know what? I know, too, because I think about it. I've done something nasty. You can catfish. You can go catfishing with hot dogs. So you get a pack of hot dogs.
And then you sit out there and you're hungry because the hot dogs are staring at you.
But they've sat there on the table and the sun's heated them up.
Oh, this is so gross.
And I got out there at 6 a.m.
The sun is heating them up.
And it's noon.
That is so gross.
12:30, 1 o'clock.
I mean, those are crawling with E. coli. Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
When's the last time somebody asked you how do you like your hot dog prepared?
I just want it hot.
It's all the way.
I guess you're not cooking it. I just want it hot.
It's warm. You're warming hot dogs up.
Weather.
Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Today's forecast is partly cloudy. There's a 20% chance of rain. Sunset tonight will be at 7:56 p.m. Feels like it's 88 degrees.
Sunset, huh?
And visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways.
Why are you the only person who has to reach for weather?
Sunset.
Weather's been given out for years. You reach for weather.
This dude's giving out the sunset. All right, anything else?
Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
All right, there you go. We are underway. Just a brilliant show. A Marconi Award-winning show for us. People actually eat cold hot dogs. This is, and Crowder likes it warmed by the sun over a few hours. As you were saying it, did your stomach turn a little bit?
It's one of those stories where at first I'm like, oh, I don't want to tell this one. But then it proves my point, and I got to tell it.
You ever eat food off someone's plate at a restaurant? They didn't touch any of the fries. You're starving. Fries,
somebody else's plate?
Uh-huh.
No. I've warmed up food. Like, I've had leftovers. And put them in the front windshield of the car and let the sun warm up the leftovers.
Oh, my God.
I did it at the old station.
I remember it.
Me.
No, you left it sitting for 3 hours in your front seat. It was
shrimp.
Shrimp.
It's like a heating lamp.
3 hours.
That's God's heating lamp.
In his front seat, you know, 95 degrees out. Seafood. I mean, it went outside, brought it in, and just ate it.
Those red lamps in the stores, those are made by humans.
Yeah, no.
That big sun up top, that's God's heating lamp.
Food is under a heating lamp for about 11 minutes, tops, and then they throw it out. Not in the front seat of a car.
Somebody texting, sun cooked.
Tom DeAngelo.
Sun cooked hot dogs.
Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post. We're going to talk some Miami Hurricanes next on Hockman and Crowder. First, though, did I screw up Dan Day over there? I'm sorry. I meant to talk about Dave and Buster's. I didn't mean to toss it. I didn't mean to toss it away. Everybody okay down the network? Let me get a thumbs up down the network, down the syndication line.
Thank God for my quick fingers.
All right, appreciate that. Football season is here, and you're going to want to make Dave and Buster's in Hollywood your football watching headquarters. Now check this out. You've probably been there. On top of the dozens of flat screen and projection TVs that are already there, Dave & Buster's, I believe it's getting installed this week. It may already be there, but I think it's going in this week because I saw the wall last week and it was completely empty. They're going to have a 42-foot TV. Listen to what I just said there. A 42-foot TV. That might be the biggest screen in all of South Florida. Imagine watching football on a 42-foot screen. That is football heaven. For every Miami game, college and pro, you need to be at Dave & Buster's in Hollywood. Miami and Florida, August 24th, they open the college football season. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. That is your place. They're having the best Canes watch party in South Florida. Get together with friends for a fantasy football draft. How about you do it at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood? They do a great fantasy football draft party. And their happy hour is awesome, too. They've got cocktails half price. Monday through Friday, there's happy hour starting 4 p.m. till 7 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, there's a late night happy hour, 10 p.m. till close. During happy hour and late night happy hour, bar bites are only $5. And then they've got great specials for football season on NFL football Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. All you can eat wings with a power card. They got 22-ounce domestic drafts, Bud Light and Miller Lite for $4. Sam Adams seasonal, $5. Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. It's between Sterling and Sheridan, just east of I-95 in the Oakwood Plaza. Absolutely love that place. Dave and Buster's, eat, play, drink, watch. And now I will tell you, Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post will talk some Miami Hurricanes with us next on Hockman and Crowder.
Oh, yeah. Baby, you my
A-thang. You all I simulcast, Hockman and Crowder. I am blown away by how many people on this text machine eat hot dogs right out of the package.
Yeah.
They don't cook them. They eat them cold.
Cut them up, some ketchup. You're set to go, baby. Hot sauce, set to go.
Somebody texts in, I'm a UPS driver. It's not always easy to get to a microwave to warm my food. I use the windshield, just like you.
Yes, sir. God's hot plate.
Nothing like a cold beer and a cooler of ballpark Franks at a tailgate right out of the package. No cooking.
I'm not proud of it, but I've done it. I got to be honest.
Then there's this text. OMG, I'm going to vomit.
I understand that as well.
You can always use a magnifying glass and the sun to speed up the warming process. Crowder, when's the last time you ate a sun-cooked hot dog? Was that when you got sick in the DR? That would explain it.
No, actually about 3 weeks ago.
I grew up in Hialeah. I ate mayonnaise sandwiches and cold hot dogs every day.
Mayonnaise.
We know Dan Day, who produces our simulcast. He grew up in New Orleans eating mayonnaise sandwiches.
Mayonnaise.
That's what his grandma called it. Mayonnaise sandwich. I love cold hot dogs. Crowder, you got issues, player.
Bro. If it's warm, it's warm. No matter the heating surface, if it's warm, it's warm.
People are saying it's like eating bologna out of the package. Like, you don't have to warm it up.
It's, you know what? Honestly, it is bologna
right.
with a casing on it.
Right.
It's mushed up garbage meat that they make into a paste and they cook it in a little casing.
Somebody says, Hockman, you would not survive on Naked and Afraid. Nope. Mm. For many reasons. Although my thumb might come in handy. Is that an opposable thumb?
What you going to do with that thumb on Naked and Afraid?
Tom DeAngelo is on the line here. how do I go from one to the other? Tom DeAngelo is a sports writer for the Palm Beach Post. He was at Hurricanes Media Day yesterday. You could read his work in the Palm Beach Post. We enjoy talking with him. Have you ever eaten a cold hot dog, Tom?
I don't eat cooked hot dogs, guys.
Oh, really? You won't eat a hot dog? Yeah, I don't blame you.
I'm not a big hot dog guy.
Did you know that you could eat them cold. Right out of the package from the fridge?
I did not. Not when this is the first I've heard of this.
Yeah,
I wondered what I'm getting myself into, but yeah. Did not.
I did not either.
And you know me. I'm a worldly guy, up to date and everything. So you know how. I'm just one of those up-to-date guys.
I
never heard of this.
You still got the dial-up modem, right? No, but honestly, I mean, I figured, I'm 49 years old, I figured I would have known that you could eat a hot, I never even considered that you could eat it, that you would eat it.
Why?
Out of,
you're spoiled.
I guess so.
Yeah, I've been spoiled with heat your whole life.
Hey, Hawk, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do we have to teach you and Glenn Geffner how to play nice in the sandbox?
I mean, honestly, Glenn Geffner calling out Will Manso, who's an ardent supporter of the Marlins and what they do. I had to teach Glenn Geffner a lesson on Twitter. What'd you think of that?
Crowder, how you doing?
I'm good, Tom. I'll
address it later on for people that weren't listening to the Loco Hour. Let me talk some Canes with you. Now, a lot of us thought it was going to be a two-man battle between Tate Martell and Nikosi Perry for the starting quarterback job, and then Jaren Williams ends up getting the job. Are you surprised by that? I mean, you've watched him.
If you asked me in January, I would have said there's no way Jaren Williams wins this job. But as the months went along and you started hearing things and seeing some of the early practice, the start of the practices in the spring, and then we were able to watch three full practices. I saw two of the three practices we were able to watch during the beginning of camp. No, I'm not surprised. It's astounding how bad a passer Tate Martell is for a guy who was as highly ranked as he was. For any guy, a guy that got a scholarship to Ohio State, I really is. To have him ranked where he was, and he was grossly overrated as a passer. I didn't think he was going to win the job, and then came down to Nikosi Perry and Jaren Williams. I'm thinking, you know, we've seen Nikosi Perry. And this is the new Miami. You know, we don't want the old quarterback. If you want the new Miami, and so in the end, when you put it all together, it kind of makes sense that Jaren Williams is going to be the starting quarterback.
And Tom, you've seen more of than most of us. You talk about those practices you were at. We've seen him throw three passes. He completed one in Savannah State game last year.
Yeah, it was one pass.
Like, Tom, what is Jaren Williams? Is he a Big Ben type? Is he a pocket guy? Like, what is Jaren Williams as a quarterback?
I think he can throw the ball. He has some athletic ability. Now, we're not the greatest evaluators. When a guy throws it, another guy catches it, I think it's a good pass. But I listen to what these guys have said, and the one thing you hear, and every time they say, there was a couple of things, but the one thing that the players yesterday, especially every player and Danny Nose and Manny Diaz said was accuracy. And when you look at Nikosi Perry last year, he completed 50% of his passes, 51%. When you look at what Tate Martell was doing throughout camp, that I think they just needed someone who can hit a target. And then beyond that, of course, there's a lot more that goes with that. They were happy with his leadership. They were happy with his ability to grasp the new offense. But they, number one, needed someone who could hit a receiver. Let's face it. One reason Tate Martell might have had a little edge is no one's really confident in that offensive line. And especially when you go in that very first game, you're going against that defensive line. I have a feeling the Miami quarterback's going to be running for his life for a lot of that game. There's going to be a lot of RPOs, a lot of quick passes, and you're just going to need somebody who at times is going to have to get the heck out of there, because I don't have confidence that they're going to be able to keep the quarterback clean. So all of that, yes, and he's athletic too, and all of that combined, I think he's the best they got for this spot right now. But at least I think you're going to at least see, as we get the season going, maybe as the offensive line improves, it should. Manny said yesterday, everybody, this offense is going to improve as the season goes along. Then you might see Jaren get a little more time, and we might be able to. We'll see some of that accuracy they're talking about.
Tom DeAngelo from the Palm Beach Post is with us. You said that his accuracy was awful. Tate Martell, you had even tweeted that you think he might be better suited playing at receiver. Like, you don't think this kid's a college quarterback.
No, I don't. I don't. I guess could he go to a group of? You know, could he go to Memphis and play quarterback? Could he go to, FAU? And play quarterback. Somebody's going to probably give him a chance, because number one, I don't think he's going to do this. I have not seen it. I will, this full disclosure, but I've heard how he came across in the show that he was on. And I know, you hear stories about the kid he is and the arrogance and the ego. And I just don't think he's going to allow himself to do that. I don't think you can tell him that you're probably not a major college quarterback. So number one, does he drop down a level? Does he go and try to play quarterback at a at a lower level school, or if, does he, you know, and I'm not sure if he's going to do that, and I certainly don't think he's going to switch positions, but he's a great athlete. He's a great athlete. He's a very athletic kid. And that's why he got this high ranking, because he was a dual rated. He was the number two dual rated quarterback coming out of high school behind Tua Tagovailoa. And so, and that was because of his athletic ability and his speed, and he was able to do other things. So, you know, I guess if you take advantage of that and try another position, Dexon Berrios, that's a great spot. I mean, you know, to be that type of receiver and show off your athletic ability, he has the size. He was bigger than Braxton Berrios is. I think that'd be a great spot for him if he ever realizes and he isn't able to improve.
I mean, you got to kind of realize after two. He didn't get the gig at Ohio State, and someone else came in, and he saw the writing on the wall, and then he comes here and doesn't get the gig. Like, I mean, you'd have to be kind of dense.
Yeah, it didn't take him a minute it didn't take him a minute to get out of Dodge when some competition came in and Justin Fields, and he had to get back out of there. So obviously, he knows. And he saw where he didn't get much. He didn't get on the field much the last 2 years there. And now he's lost out. You know, what will be really interesting is if Manny just comes out and says his number two, his number three, and Nikosi Perry's number two. What more of a message do you need if you wind up third on that three-man competition on the depth chart?
Oh, and like you're talking about it, Tom, I don't know if you're just talking hypothetically, but one of them have to transfer because Jaron's a freshman. They're both second-year guys. One of them have to transfer out of here.
I would guess. I mean, they both could. I don't see it out of the realm of especially where Nikosi, Nikosi's had that taste. So he's thinking, look, he wasn't a world beater last year. He wasn't the worst quarterback in the world. Maybe I can play. Maybe not in Miami, but maybe I can start at something just a little bit, a little bit below Miami level. And of course, Martell not just coming in here probably thinking, hey, I'm gonna, this is a great place for me. I'm gonna play. What's this guy? Who's this Perry kid? Who's this Jaron Williams kid? I'm gonna win this job and, finishing mate probably third on the depth chart. I could see them both. I would say one of them, but you're right. One of them has to. He's not going to just sit there and be the number three in the depth chart, especially two kids. You know, they're going to be either asking a kid who started six games last year or a kid who had everything thrown at him and told how great he is his entire life. One of those two kids is going to be number three in the depth chart.
Tom DeAngelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post. We learned something from you this afternoon about Tate Martell. You learned something from us about hot dogs.
About hot dogs. And, call Glenn Geffner.
Will Manso's coming on with us at 4 o'clock. I'm really going to try to stir this thing up, Tom. And then I'll leave it for Crowder. I'll leave it for Crowder and Solana to fix.
Thank Tom.
Yeah, you guys would never do that. Never do that.
All right,
guys.
See ya, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
There you go. Tom DeAngelo, read his work in the Palm Beach Post. I have to tell you, I'll tell you in the next segment what's going on via Twitter and text. There is the weirdest disconnect going on right now. I'll explain it to you in a moment. I want to talk about BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, because it is hurricane season, and I implore you, sooner rather than later, call my friends at BNT Impact Windows and Doors. My wife and I, we called them. We use them for PGT custom windows and doors throughout our home, and it feels great. Not only do we feel safe and secure because we've got the hurricane and the impact windows and doors throughout the house, but the house looks better than it has in years, and our homeowner's insurance is going down. It's another added benefit. You know, you get the impact windows and doors throughout the house. You get wind mitigation, and then your insurance premium can be lowered. So there's got a ton of benefits. We called BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And then, boom, we were on our way. We are so thrilled with them, so thrilled with the service. And since we've used them, BNT Impact Windows and Doors, they've been all over our neighborhood because our friends and neighbors are using them now as well. And everyone always says the same thing. They're a pleasure to work with. They take pride in everything that they do. And the PGT Custom Windows and Doors, they just make every homeowner feel great. It's a totally different feeling when you know you've got that kind of protection for your home. So enough hearing me talk about them every day. It is time for you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you can go online, bntimpactwindows.com. We have to take a quick break here along the network. Take all the stations, Papa. But there's an unbelievable disconnect on eating hot dogs right out of the fridge via text and Twitter. I'll explain it to you next on Hockman and Crowder. This is a weird thing, and I don't know. You know what I'm talking about, Solana? You're seeing it as well? Strange. So we started talking about hot dogs because Solana had mentioned in one of the updates that Oscar Mayer's coming out with a hot dog flavored ice cream with real bits of hot dog in it, and I didn't believe him. But then we got on this subject and you were saying that hot dogs can be eaten cold right out of the package.
Yes, sir.
I didn't believe that. I was wrong. You even showed me there on the Oscar Mayer packaging, it says fully cooked right on the package. So once it's fully cooked, while it may not be palatable to eat it right out of the package, you certainly can. I am blown away on the text machine by the number of people that say they eat hot dogs cold right out of the package. You can always text the show 67974. But it is, am I lying, Solana? It is one text after another. Been doing that for years, right? It's like eating bologna right out of the package.
It's, you know what's perfect? When you go fishing, a bunch of people get fried chicken, and it gets cold, and they eat cold fried chicken.
I like cold fried chicken, though. I prefer it over hot chicken.
That's different, though. That's different.
I prefer cold chicken over warm chicken.
You're talking about
fried chicken. Yeah.
Like leftover fried chicken. You bought
thousand
it at 2.
Times better.
Eat it later at 9. So much better.
Thousand
more
times better.
Than the fried, fresh, crispy,
grease
popping and running down your
neck. Absolutely prefer cold chicken.
Plus, it's healthier once it's colder.
That's a lie, and it sounds dumb.
But it's one text after another. It's one text after another. People going, yeah, I've been eating, I want to say cold hot dogs, but they're cold hot dogs, but they're just uncooked. I mean, no, they are cooked.
Yes.
They're not heated. People eat them right out of the package. And the text machine's blowing me away, and it's one after another. And there's also this text. I have to read it just to toot our own horn. Hockman, you are a lunatic and by far the best radio show host in South Florida. The opening segment was out of control, hilarious, and borderline fine money.
Love it.
Dennis from Connecticut, you guys are truly the best. Thank you. Appreciate that. But anyway, on the tweet machine, I tweeted out, I'm going to find it. Where's my Twitter? I tweeted out, don't ask me how we got on this topic, but I cannot believe how many listeners eat cold hot dogs right out of the package, had no idea this was a thing. On Twitter, you explain to me what's happening here. On Twitter, no one can believe that this happens.
Oh, no.
All the responses, me either. I mean, I know it's not, but I consider that like eating raw food. Then the throw up emojis. No way that's a thing. Serial killers are the only people that would do that. Disturbing. I'm reading one after another, okay?
You know what I think it is? On our text machine, you don't know who these people are. So they can admit stuff that they might not be proud of.
You know what? It's anonymous.
Yes, Twitter's not anonymous.
I mean, it's not really anonymous to us because we see your full number.
Yeah, but we still don't have a face attached to it.
Right,
that's what it is. People are, I'm not saying, it's not a prideful thing that I've eaten cold hot dogs, but I've done it.
There's a guy, he doesn't even follow me, but it says that he's an English host, writer, and columnist, and he's got 112,000 followers. And he retweeted me, and he wrote, I would have bet my house you were based in Florida. He's right. Like, because I'm saying that people eat cold hot dogs, and he's like, that has to be a Florida thing because Florida is just the craziest state in the nation. But I'm telling you, it is one after another. That is a modern day felony. That is disgusting. Who the hell are these people? It is one after another. Think you might be right, though.
Yep.
There is the anonymity factor when it comes to the text machine.
And it's not prideful. And it kind of shows financially where you are. Because you're eating hot dogs as a meal and you can't heat them up.
But I don't think so. Huh? Like who has hot dogs in a refrigerator but doesn't have a means to heat it up? I mean, it takes a minute. Everybody's got a microwave or a hot plate.
I would say this. There is not consistently hot dogs at my house. Because not letting my kids eat hot dogs for a meal.
We have hot dogs in my house at all times. Like, that's a constant meal at the Hockman house.
That's crazy. See, that's for you to say that's crazy to me.
No, I get it. I know. I get it. But my dad, like, we grew up in a fairly wealthy neighborhood. We weren't wealthy, but we grew up in a fairly wealthy neighborhood. He loved bologna. Loved it. Always had bologna in the house. I couldn't stomach bologna. I would imagine, Solana, you don't eat bologna.
No.
Hot dogs, though, like that. That's like a, yeah.
Get you some bologna and butter fry it. That's what my dad loved.
Fried bologna.
Your dad got something, baby.
Fried bologna sandwich.
I saw that on Twitter. Fried bologna.
Fried bologna.
I couldn't believe that either.
If you do crisp it up, I still wouldn't eat it, but it's a hell of a lot more palatable. But he would eat it sometimes, just two pieces of white bread, untoasted,
cold
bologna, and a Kraft American single on top of it.
Yeah, I got to have some.
Some people like that.
Got to have a little butter fry on there.
Yeah, it's totally different on Twitter than it is on text. Really funny.
No hot dogs in the Crowder house.
So we eat hot dogs all the time. But we get like I don't think it's the Hebrew Nationals, but it's the all beef hot dogs. Like, I don't like the hot dogs that have lips and talons. You know,
I warn you, it's not the best cuts of meat in any hot dog.
Even the all-beef ones, it's still not the best cuts of meat.
It's not a filet.
But I really try to stay away from the ones with talons and beaks, because those just,
it's tough for a pork hot dog to have a talon or a beak.
And the snout.
The pig beaks are very rare.
Snout and a hoof.
Now, you're talking about snout and hoof.
Snout and hoof.
That is exactly what hot dogs are made of.
Nope, you are correct. This hour has been brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Will Manso is going to join us next. I've got a little feud, but it's not even my feud. Will Manso got called out by Glenn Geffner, the radio play-by-play man for the Miami Marlins, and so I attacked Glenn. I caped up for my friend Will Manso.
He's a muscle.
And I don't want to just talk about that with Will. I do want to ask him about the Hurricanes quarterback situation. Obviously, he went to University of Miami, a big fan. He's also a New York Giants fan. I want to ask him about Daniel Jones and what's going on there. So we'll talk to him momentarily. There's always a ton going on at the Cheetah. You can reserve a table now this Saturday, UFC 241. Watch it live in full sound at Cheetah Hallandale Sports Lounge. It is a sports lounge like no other. Watch UFC 241 this Saturday right there. Mark your calendars for Wednesday, August 28th. Celebrate with Cheetah Hallandale. It's their once-upon-a-time anniversary party. Enjoy a complimentary buffet day and night. Open bar, 8 till 9 p.m. Bar tab giveaways, platinum VIP card giveaways, drink specials, and more. That's August 28th at Cheetah Hallandale. Football is back. I've been reminding you to enjoy preseason with football action, girls, and beer. Enjoy all the games with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers at Cheetah Hallandale's Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge. Watch the games live and in full sound, then enjoy the coldest beer in town. Complimentary gourmet lunch till 3, happy hour till 6. And speaking of lunch, I always remind you that Cheetah Hallandale, you got to make it your free lunch hotspot. Because you don't need to pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. This ain't uncooked hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, you go, it's a free lunch. They're going to take the hot dogs out of the packet, put them on a silver platter, and you grab one. They're not even cooked, which apparently a lot of people like. But that's not what they do. This is a legit, you order off the menu, full-on kitchen. It is the way to go. If you want more details, you could check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. Will Manso, sports director at Local 10. He's next on Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.